Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's not easy being Jeff Lewis.
I did cause all the problems, okay. But then I apologized, okay. And then I think we're good now. I believe my purpose here on Earth, I'm a bullshit police officer. Okay. I'm the bullshit police. All of you have either quit or been fired before. Andrew, did you quit?
A little of both.
Jeff Lewis has issues.
Hey, welcome to Jeff Lewis Has Issues. In today's episode, Kelty Knight joins the show. We talk about training new assistants, why genitalia, and our results from speed dating. Good morning. I can't believe we got you here. She's just quiet. She's like, yeah.
I want to ask the master when I'm approved to speak.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You are a co-host. You can talk whenever you want. Don't wait for me to address
Hi,
you. Hi. So we first need to introduce you because sometimes even though most of my friends know who you are.
I'm an icon.
Yes, you are.
Obviously.
But there's a possibility that someone may not know. One person that lives, obviously underground. So you are the chief correspondent for E! News. You were then, how long have you been at E! News?
About 2 years.
2 years. Before that, you were on Entertainment Tonight?
Correct.
For 10 years.
Yeah, Entertainment Tonight and a show called The Insider. So I was over at CBS for a long time. Yeah.
I remember The Insider. Yep. And then you've also co-anchored the CBS Thanksgiving Parade. You do all the red carpets, mm-hmm. the Grammys. You just did, where did you lose your diamond?
The Golden Globes.
The Golden Globes is where you lost your diamond, because I read about that. You also are a New York Times best-selling author.
Yeah, one time. The other time we bombed.
Okay, so you've done two books.
One successful, one bomb.
You host the wildly successful podcast Lady Gang.
Yes.
And then you also, oh my God, it just keeps going.
I know. It's just stop now, Jeff.
Co-created and now you co-EP and hosted the CBS game show Superfan.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, I feel like a loser right now.
No.
I'm not doing enough. And what must you feel like?
I feel like the assistant to a loser.
We're not doing enough.
This is nothing. When someone talks about you, it's like he has a radio show. And they do the same show as a podcast. That's it.
So lazy. So I know we don't even do a new show for the podcast. Mm-hmm. God, we need to step it up.
Do you manifest, Jeff? Do you do a manifestation list? Do you have a goal list? Do you have a bujo? Do you need help with your list of things you want to accomplish in 2024?
I mean, look, if I can accomplish what you're accomplishing, yes, I need to know what you're doing.
I think your book is next. I know that I would read your book. I would order multiple copies. Hmm.
I just don't think I'd have any friends left after I wrote that book.
No, you don't have
or
to.
Or family.
Well, what's next?
Oh, that's true.
As opposed to what?
You're right. You're right. I've already alienated a lot of people, which I was kind of laughing when I read about Lady Gang, because I know that it's a very popular podcast where you empower women and the whole intention of it is to make women feel less alone.
Yeah.
We do the opposite here.
Yes. Yes. Yes, you do.
But our intention is not to do the opposite, but we just end up alienating people, tearing them down, dragging them. Yeah. Embarrassing
them. My mom always says, Jeff, if you don't have haters, then you ain't beep. You know what I mean?
Oh, you ain't shit.
And so, and I think what's...
Did she say shit?
She would, yes.
Okay, so if you don't have haters, you ain't shit.
Yes.
Okay.
And I think that's
you
important.
Are the shit.
Yeah. So don't feel like you're nothing. You know what I mean? If it's a hater count, you're very high up there. You're doing the most,
hater,
in fact. Some people would call it the most. But I think that there is something wonderful, and I do think you perform a beautiful public service here on this show, which is collective annoyance with things. You know, it doesn't just... We don't just have to empower by be like, you go, girl, go get that raise. We can empower by we mutually were hatred of something. And that is what the internet in 2024 is all about. And it's a big release. And so I want, you're doing the Lord's work, basically.
I hate a lot of things.
Yeah, you hate a lot of things.
I really do.
And you're the champion of the haters.
Can I tell you one thing I hate that we just the top of my head?
Please.
Okay, so when we go, when we sit on a plane, and I'm ready to start my movie or TV show, whatever it is, and they do the instructional video. And we all know it's way too long. And then and I never listen. I always just tune out.
Okay.
But then on this particular flight to Chicago, I decided to listen. Mm-hmm. They are wasting our time with stupid shit. So one thing that I remember they said, in the case of a loss of pressure, the mask will fall from the overhead compartment, whatever. Okay, fine. I'm glad that you're, because there are dipshits to be like, where is it? You know what I mean? So I know now I'm going to look up and that's where it's coming from. That's where it's going to originate. But then they say, and this is where they're wasting my time. If you're wearing a mask, make sure to remove your mask before you put your oxygen mask on. No shit.
Well, also,
no shit. You have to tell us that.
I feel the same way, honestly.
You deserve to die. If you don't know that, you deserve to suffocate.
Also, if you don't know how to work a seatbelt. If you don't know how to work a seatbelt, thou shalt not fly, okay? Because I know you're the person that's going to pee all over the seat and the floor in that bathroom. You know what I mean? If you don't know how to do a seatbelt, can I trust you to pee properly in the toilet and clean up after yourself for the next user? No, I cannot.
Telty, you would not believe that. The bathroom was trash by the time I got to Chicago.
The first class bathroom?
Well, because they let other people use it. And so that annoys me too. You know what I mean? Because
now, who's in there?
Because I'm waiting, right, to use the restroom. And then all of a sudden someone else comes from the back. Someone else comes from the back.
The back?
Yes.
Close the curtain. I'm sorry.
That's what I think. The curtain was open.
Coach? How dare they?
They do that a lot.
No.
I don't care if it's like little kids.
Right.
Like if it's little kids, I don't care. Or a mom or whatever.
I agree.
But you could die back there.
You could die.
But you know,
24E, stay in your area.
Go to the one in the back. Go to the one in the back. Yeah. It was trash. There was so much toilet paper everywhere. And I knew it when I walked in. I'm like, something's going to get stuck to my shoe.
Oh,
I know it.
100%.
And I walked out. Of course, I had toilet paper stuck to my shoe. Then it was just, I looked ridiculous trying to get it off my shoe because I was trying to use my other foot.
Right.
And then I, losing my balance, the whole thing. And then finally, I just took my hands and I took the toilet paper off my shoe.
Jeff, you're so fancy. Can I humble brag for a moment?
Yes.
Have you ever flown in the Emirates pod?
I have not.
With the shower?
No.
Oh. Okay. Never mind.
Are you serious?
I have. Do you want to know about it?
I do. Tell me about
it. Okay, so last year I went to the Beyonce concert in Dubai. Another humble brag. I just wanted to make sure everyone knew. If you're one of those people who didn't know me when Jeff introduced me, now you know. So I went to and we flew in the pods, and it was like, there's seven of them. It's incredible. It's an 18-hour flight, but you have your own shower. So like when you sit down, before they present you with like the entire smorgasbord of snacks and spa treatments, they're like, what time would you like to reserve your shower for in the morning, Ms. Knight? I'm like, okay, 10. Anyway, you go in, you get 5 minutes of hot water, but it's like a whole shower in the sky. I had a full shower, blow-dried my hair, a full body lotion, put on the eyelash, and was ready to go to Beyonce when I landed.
No.
And they clean it out like it was pristine, like you were at the W Hotel. Better than the W. You were at the, what's a nicer than the W?
Four
I don't
Seasons,
know. I'm always
Peninsula,
at the Holiday Inn.
Yeah. Ritz.
Okay. It, like they fully did a full sanitization. So you were never, I didn't feel like I was in someone else's shower.
Did you get a spa treatment?
I mean, you don't get a spa treatment, but they give you like, you open the glove box essentially of the pod, and it's all like
all the products.
Beautiful
Leah
products.
Black Beauty.
Leah Black Beauty.
Gorgeous.
These are so big. They call them the suites?
It's the suite. I was in 1F or 1A or something. It was incredible. And then it was just like suite life. Like Ellen Pompeo was also going.
No.
And she like walked past me, but it's like, I mean, I work at E, and so I see these people a lot, but in my natural habitat, I don't see these people. Like, I don't have, like, fancy friends, you know? So she walked by, and she was wearing, like, a long cashmere cardigan pajama set, and I reached out, and I touched Ellen, and I was like, oh, my God, I love your sweater. And she's like, thanks, isn't it great? And I was like, you would never talk to me. I'm literally nobody, but because I'm in the suite, I matter. And you're like, this bitch is rich.
Yeah.
We can be friends.
She's a princess.
She might have had a house in AD. No, I sure didn't, you know?
You actually have a nice house, though. I did a deep dive. I was looking
at your
I love the new bathroom of the new house.
Thank you, honey.
I actually liked the old house, too. I thought it was really cute.
Thank you.
So you actually have very good taste
Actually, he seems so surprised. Shane, should
your
I go?
Your homes are beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My husband likes to buy the weirdest house, and then they're always in a weird shape room. He's 6'6", so he doesn't fit in regular life. And so we buy a weird house, and we fix it up, and then we sell it. It's, you know, because he can't make any money being on TV these days.
No, but your husband works here in the same building.
He works in this building, but and he's in Dubai right now.
But what did I say? I said, we need to go check out and see if there's any cute girls in that office that he's...
You know what? Here's the problem. Okay, and I know that you're single right now.
Yeah.
So here's the problem with dating. I met my husband. He was an assistant, and I was starting in TV. No, could have been you, Shane. maybe not. But anyway, I met him, and then he was 7.5. He was almost there. He was almost dream man. And I fixed him up. I got him a facial. I got him a haircut. I got him some clothes.
Like the opposite of Pretty Woman.
I really trained him up. I trained him up,
Yes.
And now he's going to Paris with his personal shopper, and he's wearing his clothes, and he's so cute. And I look at I'm walking through places with him, dinner and airports.
Oh, shit.
People are checking him out and don't even look at me.
Oh, see that? Ooh.
I fixed him too much.
Yep.
I'm literally the Hollywood fixer.
So, okay.
The man edition.
First of all, he's 6'6", so he's already going to get attention.
Yes.
And then now you put him in nice clothes, you get him
with
a haircut.
A cute haircut.
Yep.
Big, nice
job.
Oh,
yeah, he's fucking other people.
I don't think he is.
No, I'll tell you why. Because you told me he was managing Pitbull for a while, and he was going back and forth to Miami.
It was very short. The Pitbull time was...
He had sex with so many girls when he was with Pitbull.
Oh, girls love Pitbull.
Yeah.
That's true.
He took... I bet he did what I do with John Hill, where I take John Hill's leftovers, and I bet your husband took Pitbull's leftovers.
Oh, yeah.
No, I hate that sound.
So I
don't
said,
ever do that sound again.
We need to go down to, what floor is it, 6?
6.
And we need to just do a little walkthrough and see if there's any hot girls there.
Yeah.
And then that way when he comes back,
you'll
be like, hey, I met Jennifer in your office. And then watch what he said. Watch his face.
He did have a very, I did sculpt one thing. He had a very hot hair cutter that used to come to our house to cut his hair. I got rid of her real quick.
Yeah.
I was like, a man shall be cutting these locks from now on. But I actually really trust him. He's lovely, and he's loved my life, and I love him so much. And so, Jeff, I do not accept your shade.
Well, here's the thing. You guys did a vow renewal at 10 years. You've been married for 11, right?
We've been married 10, and we did a vow renewal at 10 years being together. So we've been together 14 years.
Okay, but you know that's the kiss of death, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. But it wasn't.
Was it his idea? Because that he's feeling guilty.
Do you want to...
After managing Pitbull. Mm.
He did cry like a baby.
Oh, that's guilt.
But it was so sweet. I'll tell you why I did the vow renewal. And now that I am not working there, I can tell you this story. So when you work in entertainment news is like, it never ends. There's no vacation days. Like every Christmas, you're just like, oh my God, is like someone going to get married, get divorced like on December 25th. And then I'm going to have to go into the office because it just never ends news. And so the vow renewal was a perfect escape because there's two things that people can't bother you about for work. You have a baby and you get married. You get time off. It's like, she's getting
that's
married.
That's why you keep getting married.
I honestly, I just wanted to go to the Seychelles, which I call the sex shells. And it's very far away. It takes 2 days to get there. I needed the whole 7 days.
Does
I
was Emirates like, fly there?
No. I don't want
to. What did
maybe.
You have to take?
I took, I don't know. Cathay Pacifica, maybe? I don't
okay.
know.
Okay. All right.
But it wasn't that bad. It was fine. And so we went for the whole week and then we did the vow renewal. And it was during my thirsty era. And I want to be real about this. I wasn't always this cool, okay?
I can't imagine that.
I know.
But you were always that pretty.
Not that either. This is, like I told you on the street, this is my glam from E! News last night. I slept in it because I'm that lazy. Like, these lashes were put on me 24 hours ago.
It still looks good.
Thank you, Jeff.
But you know what's interesting is that it actually transitioned to daytime makeup really well.
It did, right? Because it's heavy, Eddie. You've been there on set with me. And
yes.
You know, they beat a face over there.
But that's like a nice daytime look, don't you think?
It's darling. It's great.
It's the right amount of fall off. Like it fell off on the pillowcase, the right amount.
Yes, mm-hmm. I see.
Anyway, I was in my thirsty era during that time. So I'm very boring and I'm a workaholic, as you said. And so I couldn't get press. And I knew I needed to get press if I wanted to get brand deals or get fame or the fortune of Hollywood. But like, I'm so boring. I'm happily married. I'm a hard worker. I'm like boring.
Well, you're happily married. I don't know about your husband.
And so I was like, a vow renewal, a perfect People Magazine exclusive.
Oh, yes.
You know what I mean? So it filled so many gaps. Got time off, got a pretty dress, excuse for vacation.
Did you go, were you in People too?
Yeah, it was a People exclusive.
Oh, God, that's great.
That explains
but
that.
The kiss of death for sure.
Yeah.
But actually, I preferred the vow renewal over my...
But here's the thing. When he, it doesn't matter why you get divorced, we're going to blame him for cheating.
Look at there.
Yeah.
We are incredibly grateful. Look at us.
You look so grateful.
I am so grateful there. Yeah, look at us.
He looks like a cheater. We're looking at pictures of him.
Look at there. He's crying in that photo,
he's
Jeff.
He's full of shit. He's an actor.
He's weeping. Look at how great my butt looks. Oh, my God. I squatted so hard for that, you guys. That little white. A silk dress. Why did I use stress fabric?
We make it a scandal, right? And then we make you the victim. And then
Ariana Maddox it.
And then, honestly, look what happened to her career.
Honestly?
We just need to catch him.
But I love him so much.
With one of the girls.
But see, that's what's
going to
make it even worse.
Sorry, I said
because
it.
No.
Because they're going to use this clip right now. Like, I love him so much. They're going to use that clip.
No.
This is really going to work.
I want a new story.
Then they put an echo filter
in it. I want a new story.
This is the one we've written for you.
I don't like it. Now, I don't want it.
So, American Airlines, I normally fly Delta. Yes. But I've been flying American lately.
Okay.
And I love that concierge key.
How are you getting concierge key?
Because we're flying it a lot now.
So you're spending a lot of money.
I don't know.
There's did they offered you? They sent the package to your home with the
package.
You didn't get the exclusive chocolates from all over the world yet?
No.
Oh. Are you sure you're concierge key?
For sure. For sure. They drove me around in that little cart.
They did.
To the point where I was like, I don't want to take the cart. I'm embarrassed. Because like,
right.
Beep, beep,
no, don't.
Beep,
the cart's
eyes
beep,
up
beep.
Here, sir. Eyes up. She kept yelling at everyone throughout the whole airport.
But what airport were you in? Because in London, that will save your life, that little cart. Mm-hmm. But in LAX, you don't need it.
You don't need it at Dallas.
No, you don't need it in Dallas,
And I was
Jeff.
Like, can we walk, please? Because
no, they
just,
can't let you.
Because I was like, putting my head down. I'm like, Shane, put your head down.
I was waving like a princess. Like,
but what? She kept like yelling at everyone. What was she saying?
She was like, eyes up.
Because
eyes up, sir.
People are idiots. They're going to get plowed over.
Yes.
And Brenda does not give a fuck. She is getting you to your gate, Jeff Lewis.
So it was
here's
Veronica.
My question.
She was amazing.
Veronica. Okay.
Amazing.
So are you getting concierge key every time you fly or just sometimes?
I think every time.
Every time we ask for it.
You ask
we
for
ask
it?
We ask for it. Mm-hmm.
I think the system has changed. Back when
I need to hook you up with my people.
Please. There's two ways to get concierge key. You spend a ton of money or you know someone.
We know someone.
We know someone.
I don't think we spend a ton of money.
And
I think we know someone.
We just fly to Dallas.
Yeah, and it's amazing. Like at LAX, there's like a private check-in. The guy would meet
you. That's
what
we
do.
That's
what we do.
He would walk you to the front of the line.
That's
you
what
feel
we do.
Like such a even though you're in your gross sweatsuit with an eye
Not
mask
me.
On.
I look cute.
Of course you do.
Yeah. Because
you're prowling. You're
Correct.
Prowling.
Always T for D.
Always prowling. And they walk you in and they board you first, even before the babies.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, who I'm cares like, about the women and the children?
Even the wheelchairs.
You're first.
Step back, babies.
Number one.
I felt bad
And
about
then you
that.
Go in and no one knows what it is. It's like a secret society. And they're like, who is this girl with a concierge key? And then the best part is, well, you haven't been a privy to this, but they send you gifts in the mail. I got like chocolates from every major port. Like for Christmas one year.
They haven't sent me anything.
And they give you this clangy stainless steel luggage thing, like they would lose your luggage if you're concierge key. But you're walking down, and as you walk down the aisle, it just bangs against your bag, the sound of richness. Ka-ting, ka-ting. It's better than a Birkin. It's just ka-ting, ka-ting, ka-ting. But then you're like, oh my God, I'm so rich and famous, but I'm still flying coach. Because you know who's not concierge key? People with a jet. Do you know what I mean?
Well,
you feel so special until you're like, oh, Kylie is a jet.
Let me tell you what happened, though, because we, first of all, the first flight from LAX to Dallas, maintenance issues delayed 30 minutes, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But we still took off.
Mm-hmm.
Then our flight from Dallas to LAX,
mm-hmm.
we're on the plane, delayed for maintenance issues, but we're on the plane, delayed again.
Mm-hmm.
We've now been on that plane for an hour and a half.
Mm-hmm. Then they're like, oh, do you want a round of drinks? We're like, oh my God, yes. But then like,
because they make you
it.
Forget.
We're drinking it, enjoying it. Then we're like, this means we're not taking off
right.
anytime soon. If I'm
they
holding
have
a glass.
Time to, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Veronica calls. She's been waiting at the gate for us the whole time.
Waiting
for us to take off.
Yeah.
She's like, I went ahead and booked you guys on the next flight, the 6 p.m.
Yeah.
Because I don't think this plane is going to be taking off. So they only had 10 seats. So that entire plane is going to want to be on that next flight.
And they're not getting
They only had 10 seats. They had 7 in economy and 7 in first. And she had reserved 2 in first for us. So she...
You fly first?
Yeah.
Don't tell my assistant. Assistants and coach. Assistants
you got to put that in your contract.
Assistants and coach. Not, really?
Not
Shane.
This one.
Year four, mm-hmm. though.
4 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You deserve that upgrade, baby.
Thank you.
So she came in and
not
she,
you.
She came in and she pulled us off the plane. And mm-hmm. she said, they're about to cancel the flight. And she took us to the lounge. And then she was supposed to be off work at 3:30. She waited till 6 o'clock.
Did you tip her?
I tried to. She wouldn't take my money. I always try to tip everybody.
Yeah.
She would not take my money.
Really?
Yeah.
Veronica's dumb. I would take Jeff Lewis's money right now.
No, she's not dumb because she got time and a half.
Oh.
Did they eventually cancel that flight?
Yeah, they sure did.
They did. Wow. Jeff, I have a question for you. You're so recognizable because you are very handsome and tall.
Except for the sty in my eye.
Is it annoying for you when you travel and you go through airports because everyone wants to talk shit? Like how I did at the coffee shop and I was like, tell me about, are you watching Beverly Hills?
I love it.
You love it?
I love it. Yeah,
you like to be, you don't like... Put your hat down. Not and, like,
at
don't
all.
Bother me.
I like. I mean,
Kelty,
believe it or not,
he comes
I like
on
people.
The radio and gives his gate and says, "If you see me there, yeah. I'm not kidding you."
No,
he
we
says,
do appearances in the lounge. I always
this
announce
is when I'll be there. This is the time.
Great. Okay.
Yeah. No, we love it.
I love it.
That's why you're an icon. Mm-hmm. We should start a new show called Just Thirsty Thursdays, and it's just me and Jeff going around figuring out how to be more famous.
Recognized.
Yeah.
Yes. Now, Derek. So Derek is your new assistant over there.
Yeah. Oh my God, he's gonna be so embarrassed.
He's only been here for 4 weeks.
Yeah. Brand new.
Is he catching on?
He's catching on.
Are you sure?
Listen, he is fantastic. And there's an order of things which you must learn when you enter the house of Kelty. Number one is pet, my dog. Mm-hmm. That's first. So we've learned pet. We've learned the different types of Spanx and bras that exist.
Oh.
Yes, he was at the Grammys with me. He learned about, you know, body butters, body shimmers. He learned about the
How did you know about that?
I don't know anything about the shimmers.
You better
you
learn.
Know? Learn okay. about the shimmers.
Okay.
The bras. I'm going to need a bra soon.
You know, he's driving me everywhere so I can have my LED red light mask neck and face on before I get to E. Like, he knows my order. He knows my coffee order.
Wow.
He knows my work bag. Like, he's packing my work bag. So, and just this past week, we onboarded calendar. Calendar is very difficult for an assistant. To learn the calendar, where I need to be when.
Mm-hmm. You said it took him 2 weeks, though. That sounds like a slow learner.
No.
She has a lot of jobs. There's a lot of places
now,
to go.
We had to walk.
But we'll see, because listen, this is my fifth assistant.
Oh.
So like some of them don't work out.
In how long? In how many years?
Let's all bet on Derek. I'm going to say no.
I feel good about Derek. When I asked for her information to pay, he had it like that. Like no questions. He had the Zelle, the W9, like everything.
This is what I experienced. So when we went from the coffee shop to
Are you okay? Please.
To the studio.
Someone call HR. OIMHR.
Kelty is looking gorgeous in last night's makeup. Yep. And I immediately open up my umbrella, and I'm walking mm-hmm. and putting the umbrella over your head.
That's true.
Like a gentleman, but also, or an assistant should do.
Yeah, right.
So where was Derek? I don't know.
I'll tell
he was
you
nowhere near you.
Derek, will you ever leave the house without an umbrella again?
Okay.
You have to. He has to learn.
And here's the
know.
Other thing.
He's
then
from Ohio.
We go to take a photo. Oh. We go to take a photo. Yeah. Shane comes over, pulls my pants, because
yes.
my pants tend to ride up, pulls them down, takes a look at me, last
yeah.
looks.
Yeah.
Then all of a sudden, Derek's like, oh, okay. And he comes over and pretends to do something. It's like fluffing your hair. So I feel like Shane might need to train Derek.
Shane, honestly, this is
Read
a podcast.
My book, frankly.
This is a podcast, too. assistant lessons. Here's the thing. Derek and I are not at touching each other yet.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
We're only in week four, so he's not pulling on my skirt yet, and I appreciate that. I don't know him well enough yet.
Fine.
You know what I mean?
But he knows about your bras and Spanx and body
100%,
butter.
100%, because those go in different Ziploc bags when we go places, and it's very important that I have the right undergarments.
Me too.
Yeah.
I think when we pack, you should take that into consideration.
You want your bras and baggies?
It's Spanx.
Okay.
Yes, mm-hmm. and body butter.
Mm-hmm. Honestly, I feel like your dating life would be hot if there was a nipple tassel involved as well, you know?
Oh, wow.
I forgot to pack
that.
The tassels.
Come on, Shane.
Mm-hmm. All right, so when we come back...
Hold on a second. Are you okay? Don't quit.
Why do you care about him?
I just...
He should be caring about you.
He drove me here, so like I need...
That's a ride.
While no one knows what tomorrow may bring, Bridgestone is working toward a more positive outlook. With innovations like developing a tire using 75% recycled and renewable materials. It's just one of the many ways Bridgestone is making a difference today, for generations to come. Because that's what really matters. Bridgestone, solutions for your journey. Visit whatreallymatters.com to learn more.
Walmart Plus is the membership that saves you time and money on the stuff you'd expect, plus the stuff you don't, like gas. Save on gas while you drive the kids to soccer practice, plus visit your in-laws, plus venture into the wilderness, plus wherever else you want to go. Plus, take some guilt-free time on the couch because Walmart Plus also saves you time and money with free delivery. It's perfect for ordering new remote batteries, plus more coffee when somebody finishes it without telling you, plus snacks for your movie night. Plus, save on the actual movies with a Paramount Plus subscription. Stream Top Gun, Maverick, plus Mean Girls, plus Jack Reacher, plus so much more. Because savings is what the whole Walmart Plus membership is all about. Members save on gas, plus free delivery, plus Paramount Plus, plus so much more. Start a free 30-day trial at www.walmartplus.com. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions. $35 order minimum, Paramount Plus Essential plan only, separate registration required.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra-large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
I know that most people are like, oh, Kelty Knight, like, Entertainment Tonight, E! News, Lady Gang. You were in Sharknado 3.
Thank you so much for bringing
this up. Oh, hell no. Sharknado 3, oh, hell no.
Yes.
How did you get killed?
I actually don't think I got killed. I was so unimportant that I was just sort of gone. I played a reporter. I know.
Yeah.
And I was next to Maria Menounos, who played the press secretary.
Please tell me she died.
I think.
I hope she got.
She was also not important enough. We were the, you know, report. It was in my redhead era, which I'm not proud of. Mm-hmm.
So you think it has something to do with your hair?
Yes. It was a desperate, desperate time. Mm. I was having red hair. I thought it made me different and special and spicy. And Sharknado is what you do when no one's calling.
Oh.
When no offers are coming in, they're like, do you want to do Sharknado 3? And you think, oh, well, maybe I'll get a viral moment and that could help me get on Dancing with the Stars or something. It
but
didn't.
No,
it was.
So you didn't even get killed by Shark?
No, it was. I asked Ian Ziering a question and then I was gone.
Oh, maybe Ian got you fired. Do you think? I don't want to spread rumors.
Here's the thing.
That's what I heard.
I was so thirsty at the time. I remember going to the premiere like I was the star. Like I was Tara Reid. Like I showed up in a whole outfit. Like I was ready to be. I had a half a line. Kelty, calm yourself. But again, it was during my thirst. I would probably. I mean, I'll do Sharknado 7. It's fine. Just call me. But, you know.
Is it 7 now?
I have no. I think
Where are
I
they now?
Doing it.
That's a good question.
Does Sci-Fi still exist? The network? I think maybe not.
So. I don't know.
I haven't heard about them happening in a while.
It got too expensive.
Does Channel 102 exist? Is there anything odd? It's not even turned on. We just come in here and talk.
Hello.
So are we looking up Sharknado? Okay, here's the other
There's
thing too.
So many.
Your claim to fame.
Yes.
You are a Rockette.
That is correct, Jeff. And you have the height to be a Rockette also.
Thank you. And I actually, if you look at my, somebody said I could dance.
Yeah.
Like be a,
you beautiful legs. I checked you out this morning.
And also the arch on my feet.
Oh,
but thank you.
Beautiful
but
arch.
I think those days are over.
What?
Yeah, I don't think I'm as flexible as I was in those days. But you were a Rockette for, was it 6 years?
Yes. I know you have so many questions.
I have a lot.
I'm ready.
The girl with no hand, was she there?
No.
Oh, they brought her in after.
Well, that goes half. There goes half his questions.
Half your questions?
Yeah.
No, there's the little people.
Okay.
Did you also make friends with the little people, the elves?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, they're the best.
Did you get a picture?
Of course. I mean, here's the thing. Christmas is for everybody, Jeff.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And honestly, it's the thing about the Christmas Spectacular is that, look at me, I went into like PR mode as if I'm still hired by them. I turned into like an employee. No, but the thing about it is like, it's the best job on the planet. It really is. And so everyone that gets to be a part of it, like if you think about, you know.
Really? Is it the best job?
I think my job's the best job on the planet.
Derek is not thinking his job
but
is the best job right
listen,
now.
When you're a performer in New York City, there are so few jobs with healthcare, with a good salary that run for months on end. Like those, the upper echelon people are doing Broadway, but you know, Rockettes is an incredible job. And it's like for me, it was a childhood dream since I was 6 years old.
And you're from Canada.
Yeah.
And we just started broadcasting there a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, hello, the Canadians. Hello.
So it was something that you would always.
I always wanted to. I moved to New York when I was 18. I auditioned 3 years in a row. Didn't get it till my third year. Like I went hard. First marriage failed because I got the Rockettes. Like it's a whole story. And so I'm happy.
Do you think that's why it ended?
Yes. And because I have the video to prove it. Because I was in my yellow bodysuit. I posted on Instagram a couple years ago. I was in my yellow bodysuit. I was tap dancing in my fourth floor walk up in Kew Gardens, Queens. And it was the night before the callbacks. I had never made it to callbacks before. And my husband was like videotaping me on the big block. It was that long ago. And then I do the whole routine and you hear him on the camera be like, "That's it." He says, "I'm sorry, like not to be offensive or anything, but it just doesn't seem that hard." And like all my dreams just died, and I think we lasted like 3 more months. Yeah.
So he didn't support your dream.
When I got it, I was like, "I'm gonna be a Rockette," and he's like, "So you're leaving?" I was like, "You." Yeah.
So how many months do you do it? You do it November, December,
you do it like,
January?
I think you start rehearsing in September and then it opens and then closes in January. And so, you know, it's like 4 months, but 6 days a week, 10 hours a day or whatever. I mean, it is nuts so bananas.
How many shows are you doing a day?
The most I ever did was 4. I don't know what the like laws are now, but it's a 90-minute show. So if you think about 4 times 90 is what? Shane, are you smart?
No.
6 hours.
6 hours. So you're dancing 6 hours a day, 6 days a week. I was so flaca. Mm-hmm. That means thin, I think.
And then you have the A cast and the B cast,
there's
right?
two casts. Yeah, there's gold and blue, and you trade off. So like some girls do the morning, some girls do the night. It's the best. But you want to know my claim to fame with the Rockettes, Jeff?
Yes,
I don't know if you'd be interested in this.
You fell.
Oh, no, but someone did fall. Oh, a girl wore her wig cap. No. Okay, my claim to fame is that I have a very robust
vagina.
Yes. It's very wide. I'm a Khloe Kardashian, if you will.
You have a wide
and
vagina.
Every year I went in and the candy cane corset bodysuit, they would be like, "Oh, Kelty's here." And they had to add like 2 inches of girth on both sides to contain everything. I can feel the comments on your Instagram on the photo we posted.
Oh,
because people
God.
Are talking about how much filler I have. Go fuck yourself.
I don't think, really, I was looking at Botox, but not filler.
Yeah, I have so much Botox, but no filler.
Yeah, no filler.
Anyway, but yeah, and the only thing that's filled up is...
Your vagina?
Hey, everyone. No, it's not filled up, but anyway, so I have a very long body, and they always had to add a little extra to the candy cane.
So I wonder if you had dudes that just, like, looked for you.
No, because I haven't told that story until right now.
Oh, okay.
So I don't think anyone
now we're
was...
Going to, now yeah. they're going to.
See, because I always look for the girl with no hand. But if I heard about the girl with the wide vagina.
Yeah.
That's who we'd be pointing out.
Yes.
Yeah. That would definitely what you'd
so
be looking
for. So did you,
for.
When you were there, did you guys all like just fall
yes,
on each other?
Yes, and I was the stage right end girl. And so I got fell, like the fall landed on me. The whole fall. I stage right end girl does the big wheel and then you end. Stage right end girl is the most important Rockette. Just
obviously.
A little. Because everyone guides
in
right.
In her head.
No. This is
stage left end girl is the most important Rockette if you ask her.
No, it really is because... Everyone, you guide right, so that's how they stay in a perfect line, is that you, all you're responsible for is that you're perfectly in line with the girl to your right. So if you're in line with the girl to your right and that girl's in line with the girl to the right, who's at the very end making the line?
Stage right end girl.
She's the most important. She just,
wow.
she.
I love how you justify that.
If she's off the line, everybody lines up to her. So she has to know her line so well. Anyway, but then the fall, the big wheel falls on me.
Is that when everyone's dressed up as the wooden soldier?
Yeah.
So you're the last one to receive.
I receive last. Yes.
Been there.
It was amazing. Honestly, it was incredible. It was the best.
Really?
Yeah. I would go back. I have dreams all the time where I'm like asked back to be the Rockette again. And I'm like, I can do it. I can't even get off. You're on your knee in like a back bend and then you're up into a passe in one count. Yeah, right.
When do you age out with the Rockettes?
You don't. I mean, eventually, I'm sure you do. I have a girlfriend who just celebrated her 20th season. She started when she was 18. Nicole wow. Schumann. What's up, girl?
Shout
She's still
Nicole.
Like one of my best friends. And we were on the line together. You know, it's about people age differently. Their bodies age differently. And the show is wildly different than it was when I did it. It's much more physically
very
demanding.
Diverse, too, now.
Yeah.
Because I've seen it for years. It used to be all white.
Yeah. I think they've done a lot of...
Or did we didn't just book the all-white show, did we?
I got you the all-white cast.
Oh, I didn't know you had a choice.
Yeah.
Oh, because the last one was more diverse.
I thought you were ready for that.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I was ready for it.
No, I kind of like it. I like...
Kelty's like ignoring us.
No, I'm not. I'm not commenting on that. But I will say that when I was a Rockette, you would receive a letter in the mail that said what weight you could be. Like, they would weigh you.
I knew it. And that's why you didn't get the first three seasons.
No. I think I just wasn't good at my back... My single left wings on the left, you know, Jeff? But they used to be quite, like, in all dance companies were the same way. I danced on cruise ships when I was young, and it was like, weight restriction. It was very much that, like, same, like, 80s kind of, like, 90s vibe. And I was really happy, and I think the Rockettes have done a good job, whereas, like, other brands are like, we're becoming woke. Like, the Rockettes just, like, slowly realized, like, some of their practices probably weren't the best and started inviting, like, different people,
different
body shapes.
They have, like, two black girls,
shapes.
By the way. Let's, I mean, let's not... Two out of like 40.
But they're not weighing people anymore?
Nah, that you know about. You know, so they re-audition, right?
You re-audition.
So they're not saying it, but if you're overweight, you didn't get it, is my guess.
I don't think
it's like Jeff Lewis Live. We don't say anything.
You're just never invited back. Like me right now. Kelty, get off. Take you and your cheek filler out.
Did you have the fairy drones when you were there?
I did not.
Okay, because those crash every time.
I love it.
Me
it
too.
It is so much fun to watch what kid is going to get annihilated by the fairy at Christmas.
When we were there, it so crashed fun. On the stage. Oh. And then they try to pretend like it didn't happen.
Right.
But it totally happens.
And then one's just like getting kicked to the
Yes,
eye.
That's what happened.
Because this is the thing. And can you imagine, when I watch the show, I'm gutted for these girls because I'm watching the show. It's the finale. You're so tired. You're on your 900th kick line. You're dressed up in a fairy wing. And then everyone is looking up. Like, literally, no one's looking at you on stage.
Nope.
They're watching these stupid drones that whoever owns the music hall was like, you know what would be cool? Drones! And was like, you
It
know
actually is kind of cool.
It's cool. Okay.
Because they crash.
They crash, and it's ridiculous.
Yes.
It's so fun.
Just like a week later, some woman got hit in the head by one of the fairy drones.
Oh my God,
wish we were at that show.
I know.
Mm-hmm. We just got one that crashed on the stage.
Which is like, whatever.
Monroe would have loved it.
Mm-hmm. It's so fun. And then when they go boop, at the ragdolls, when all the streamers, were you in the streamer section?
Yes.
Oh, so cute.
I didn't like all that.
No.
But yeah. But I can't believe you're a Rockette.
Not anymore.
But you talk like you still are.
Well, that's because
you want to go back.
I really enjoy my free tickets every Thanksgiving. Thank you, Radio City Music Hall.
You get free tickets every Thanksgiving?
I mean,
what?
I did last year. It's been a big tradition of mine. I host the Thanksgiving Day Parade, and then I go to the Rockettes. So I am dying to be asked back to open the show. I think Kelly Ripa did.
She did?
Or some... They,
she
sometimes,
gets everything.
Sometimes they have like a celebrity kickoff the season. I'm ready.
Yeah,
I'm willing.
But the stage right end of the line person, that's the most important Rockette.
Yeah,
obviously. Do they do like reunion things where Rockettes over the years
actually,
come and...
I am part of... Thank you for asking. I'm part of the Rockette alumni and we're about
that.
To... 2025 will be 100 years of the Rockette.
Is there a Facebook
awesome.
Group?
There is a Facebook group.
And you're a part of it?
Of course.
Oh my God.
It's a big deal. I actually stole something from Radio City Music Hall.
What'd you take?
When I left.
Someone's wallet?
No. It's better. It's a picture of the Rockettes. They're on this ship going to Paris in the 1950s or something. It's like it was just laying there on the floor and I thought, oh, they must be getting rid of this. And
I bet it looks so good
it's on
in your mansion.
It's beside my Emmys.
Wow. Now, we were telling you about speed dating.
Yes,
apparently,
I'm so excited about
well,
this.
Well, we got the results back.
Me. Okay.
We got the results back. So Oscar, how many matches did you have from speed dating?
One, because I only liked one of the eight people that I talked to.
Who was it?
I'm not going to say who it was, but...
Doug, Chaz.
No, it was this very, very handsome, probably the other only young guy that was there, and he was really handsome. He was yeah.
That means Oscar has 100% success rate. The one person he liked him back. It's 100%.
Uh-huh. Okay, we can look at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so you have one match.
Right.
Because that's the only person you were interested in.
Right, yeah.
You only picked one guy out of like 25?
Everybody was way older than me, so I have a...
Easy.
Are you an ageist?
Easy, Oscar. Easy.
Oscar.
Wow.
Wow.
I have an age range for me.
Okay.
Yeah. And it's small.
Yeah, well.
Okay, well, I'm happy to announce you are friends with Doug Budin.
I love Doug so much.
Now, how do you guys know each other?
So we share, we're in a throuple of best gays.
Oh, you that, share gays.
That doesn't
share
make
gays.
Sense. That doesn't make sense. My best gays, they're a married couple, are also his best gays.
Oh, so you share
You're gays
a gay couple.
In law.
I'm gays. We're gays in law.
Which
yeah.
gays, by the way?
My friend Dwayne and Joe. Have you met them?
Have
no.
you met
no.
Dwayne and Joe? Interesting.
When they were married, Doug married them, officiated, and I was maid of honor, and my husband was the man of honor. Yeah.
Well, so our Doug.
We love Doug so much. He's so funny.
Killed it in speed dating.
He did?
He got 3 fucking matches.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Our Doug. Who knew? He's a stud.
That's impressive. Where did 3. Go, Doug?
I mean, I don't even know if John Hill got 3 matches.
Well,
he
John
had 30.
Hill left.
He had 30. Yeah. 30 matches. Mm-hmm. And then.
I would love Doug to find someone.
Mm-hmm. Well,
do you think being on your show has helped or hurt?
I want to say help, but I don't know. Thanks for listening. If you want more of this, listen to Jeff Lewis Live and Jeff Lewis Extended every weekday on Sirius XM, as well as the Jeff Lewis channel, exclusively on the Sirius XM app.
Go spread the word. When you get a fresh, hot McCrispy from McDonald's and you can feel the heat coming through the bag, don't try to wait till you get home. Always respect hot chicken. The McCrispy. Only at McDonald's. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.